All right, everybody. We are back. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are getting ready to kick off our second hour.
Woohoo.
We come to you every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If you want to give us a call, we haven't gotten any calls yet.
No, not yet tonight.
Hannah Claire, what's the number?
498-0502.
727.
Yeah,
727-498-0502. Steph, if they had to tweet us.
Marco Radio Show 1.
Thank you. Thank you.
One.
Let me, if you're just joining us, or if you're just waking up from the last hour, let me quickly reintroduce everybody here in the studio. Across the table from me is Hannah Claire.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. We've got Stephanie in the studio. We've got Jack. We've got Ty. And, of course, me. My name is Mark, and I'm your host. I will continue to be your host for the rest of the evening. What else? Oh, hey, that was that song. Now, listen, a lot of you people that are listening, that are tuned in to RadioSaintPete.com, don't get to hear our Midway song.
Right.
That's well, when we it go was to a commercial. Good one. It was a real good one.
Yes, one of my favorites.
Yeah, it was Paul Simon's Late in the Evening, which is one of Steph's favorites.
Yes.
And, yeah, and the reason I played it is because Paul Simon, as part of his farewell tour, will come to Amalie Arena here in Tampa September 7th.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I got a chance to talk to Art Garfunkel about this whole final farewell tour. He was not asked
to join,
and I said, well, what do you think about that? And he said,
you dick.
Oh, Dad got a new button.
Like, you dick. You dick. You know where that's from?
What is that?
Spicoli.
Spicoli. Yeah. That's Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's what I thought it was.
You dick. Anyway, so, Steph, if we can, that's September 7th. That's a little bit away. I know you love
Paul Simon.
Paul Simon.
I
like Paul Simon as well. And that would be a great... Of the farewell tours that I'm hearing about, that would be one that I would want to see.
Is David Draymond still going on tour with him?
I have no idea who that is or no.
The singer of Disturbed.
Is he really?
Yeah, really?
They do. They've been doing Sound of Silence together.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
That's a all good right. one.
It is good.
That's that would be interesting. One. Now, what would be very nice of Paul Simon is if during at least one of the stops on his farewell tour, if he actually did bring Art Garfunkel up as a surprise, you know what I'm saying?
To Art.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I remember when...
Save that for like the New York or L.A. crowd.
When we were in Hawaii, we went to go see... what's his name? What's the guy from Led Zeppelin? Robert Plant.
Yes.
Went to go see Robert Plant in the Honey Drippers, right? And all week long, the radio station said there was going to be a special guest, right? Then Robert Plant comes out on stage with a black T-shirt with huge white letters that said, Jimmy Page!
Yes.
And the place went absolutely crazy, right? But guess who the good guitarist was?
Who was it?
Stevie Vaya.
Well, I mean, that's still pretty cool.
Yeah, he was pretty badass. And they did a couple of Honey Dripper songs, and then all night long they played all Led Zeppelin. It was great.
It was.
It was a really good concert. But
it was a great concert.
Yeah, that was still, yeah.
But do you think Paul Simon owes Art Garfunkel a little bit of a, you know,
well,
hey, man.
Paul Simon did a lot on his own.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, a ton.
A ton. So,
a ton more than Art Garfunkel ever did.
Right. So, will he throw in a couple of Simon and Garfunkel songs? I would hope so.
Yeah.
But I'm not expecting the whole show.
If he does throw those in, do you think he has to throw Art a bone? I mean, how much money do you suppose Art Garfunkel gets every time Paul Simon plays one of those songs at a concert? Or they play one on the radio?
I don't know.
Can Art Garfunkel today live comfortably without performing at all?
Probably.
Maybe.
Probably.
I wonder what the royalty level is. Like every time your song gets paid or played, you get a certain amount of money. I wonder how much that is.
It depends.
Yeah, and who knows what their contract was like back then.
Well, I wonder, it's like every time I buy a song off of iTunes, I wonder how much, if I pay 99 cents for a song, what does the artist get, you know?
Probably about 20.
You think that much? Yeah. That seems like a lot.
I hope so.
I would
that
like
would be nice.
I would like to think that they got most of it.
Right, like, you know? 60.
I wonder if some artists have a better deal with, like, iTunes and things like that, where it's like, okay, you can, I'm going to give you my entire catalog, but it's going to be a 50-60 split, or a four, I'm sorry, 40, yeah.
A 50-60 yeah, split. There goes Dad and his math.
They're never going to group me in with Stephen Hawking or Einstein or Galileo, any of those guys.
No, your birthday's in June, honey. Right. June 14th, yeah. Not March 14th.
Right. I don't know. I've just always wondered about that. It's like, how much money do they actually make? I mean, because when they go on tour, you know that they're making money from tickets and then whatever swag that they're selling, that kind of thing.
That's where you get most of your money, though.
From the swag or the tickets?
Both.
Right? So not so much...
From songs being played?
Yeah. Right.
Although, I don't know.
I mean, in these days, how many... if there is such a thing as a classic rock station anymore, how often are they going to play Late in the Evening by Paul Simon? You know what I'm saying? So how often is that song being played?
Well, Simon,
in a year?
But Simon and Garfunkel,
right?
Those songs would be played a lot.
Mm-hmm. No, he's got that Africa song that they play all the time now.
I almost played that one.
I hate that song.
No, but I'm saying as a collaboration, because that's the only time that Garfunkel gets paid,
mm-hmm,
is when a Simon and Garfunkel song plays. But, you know, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Right.
I mean, they probably play that 10 times a day on a, you know, classic station.
You know what I think is sad? And I'd like to find out what state or what city has, like, the best classic rock station. Because they all suck. All the ones that I've heard now just suck.
Florida radio is terrible.
Florida classic rock station, horrible.
Terrible.
They've got like 8 songs, mm-hmm, that they just play over and over again. It's like, come on, man.
And 4 of them are Imagine Dragons.
Now, if you have satellite radio, you can get some good music on that.
Absolutely.
Or if kind of like me, where you get a lot of your music off of iTunes, you can build your own, like, playlist.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Or you could support local music.
That you could do that.
Go ahead and give that a shot. Just saying.
Try something new, old man.
Let's try this. Let's give a little plug to Ty's band, Deceptive Intruder, that's going to be playing March 24th over at the Brass Mug in Tampa. It's going to sound a little bit like...
I got to get you some new recordings, man. Those are so old.
And the new singer is a black girl, and she sings like this. Woo!
Not even
close.
We're homeless and hungry.
She sounds meaner than I do.
Yes, she does. It's shocking.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet her. It's going to be a lot of fun.
No, she's really cool.
I bet she is. I want her to call into the show.
Well,
how cool is that? I mean, you don't find too many female death metal singers, and she's black.
Yeah.
On top of it.
I know. We're excited.
To me, that's amazing.
She's like a unicorn.
Yeah.
She is like a unicorn.
A double rainbow.
Yes.
I love her already.
Mm-hmm. And she's adorable.
She's a pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when she opens her mouth to sing, it's like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Don't piss her off.
Don't give her any sass.
You're right. You'll be getting something back.
Right.
So go see Deceptive Intruder, the
March
Brass
24th
Mug.
Over at the Brass Mug in Tampa.
And then we got the one at Ellie Ray's like 2 weeks after that.
No.
Oh, no, really?
No, no.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one out in the woods?
Yes.
No. No.
No. You don't have to go.
No.
Oh, but the cabin was so cute. No.
Yeah, it was cute. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about renting a U-Haul to go to that one.
Not unless we fly.
Okay.
We're trying to figure it out.
Not unless we fly.
How close is it to Jacksonville?
I don't know. It's not close enough to here. I know that.
It's not close enough to anything.
I don't care how close it is to anywhere but here. It's forever from here.
All right.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
But that was a lot of fun. That's a great venue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, book your cabin early. They don't have many.
When did you play there last time? Because it was cold there.
That was that was the last show before our break, so that was probably 3 months ago.
Wow.
So December.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. It was really cold.
It was really cold.
And we didn't win the contest, but they invited us out anyway.
Nice.
All right.
Very nice. Well, you need to take home that prize this time.
Hey, so you guys know that I'm not really big on mowing the grass.
Yes, we've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
So have the neighbors.
Oh, stop it. Why don't we get a goat?
I would love a goat, but I want a fainting goat.
I want one too.
Yeah, but look, I want a productive goat. I want a goat that's going to be in the yard and take care of business. I'm not looking for cute. I'm not looking for, you know, a goat that faints.
So what? We need to go find an ugly goat?
I want one of those goats that looks like their dad is the devil. They got those weird devil eyes, and all they do is eat grass all day.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Tilly would think?
Black Phillips.
I don't care what Tilly thinks. Tilly is not participating in the lawn maintenance. I want a goat.
Well, and if we have Tilly, mm-hmm. we couldn't get a fainting goat. Our goat would not be very productive at all.
No, fainting all the damn time.
So the reason I bring this up is because yesterday, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office impounded a goat.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Yeah. They found a goat mowing a stranger's lawn.
Mm.
He was working.
Yeah, what's wrong
with
that?
In a stranger's lawn.
They took our jibs.
Come on over.
Well, since then, they put out an article in the paper, like a one ad, and they also posted stuff on Facebook, but nobody has come to claim this goat. And here's the thing. If the rightful owner claims the goat before March 23rd, which is like next Friday,
right?
The cost will be $75 to get rid of the impound fee.
Right.
If they don't come before that, on the 24th, then it's going to be auctioned off to the best bidder at a auction in Thanona, Tassassa.
Thanona, Sassa.
Thanona,
Oh, you don't do the other T?
No. Thanona, Sassa.
The silent.
Thona, what?
Thanona, Sassa.
Thanona, Sassa.
Thanona, Tatababa. Helena Bobina Cabinaba.
She's great.
She is.
So I'm seriously considering
your
goat.
Can't say her name.
Do you know how far Thanona Sassa is?
Don't we pass it on your way to your mom's?
There's an exit, and then you got to keep driving. It's kind of like going to Ellie Ray's.
Oh, no. Well, forget
it.
Oh, no. We'll find a local goat, thanks.
Yeah.
Probably at Ellie Ray's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can probably find several.
No.
No, but I think it would be fun to have a goat. Are we allowed to have a goat in unincorporated Pinellas County?
I don't care what they say.
Well, that's great.
If they want our lawn mowed, they're going to have to buck up.
Well, our neighbors have all kinds of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They had pigs.
Strippers
and
pigs and drugs
birds.
On the roof, and we don't know what's going on.
We could cart the goat over to Hannah's. You know, on Saturdays to play with Smokey and Dude and mow your lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Should we talk about sports real quick? I don't have a whole lot. I mean, the big thing right now is the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
March Madness.
March Madness, right, exactly. And I'm a little upset because Steph brought home the bracket for me to fill out. I went over it painstakingly. I even actually looked at some stats this year.
Oh.
And I didn't select with my heart like I do a lot of times. I was the winner of the pool that I was in last year. I have won, actually, I think three, maybe even four pools that I've been in.
Yes.
So I was excited to get in this pool this year. And I give Steph my bracket to take in. And she calls me later in the day and says, oh, guess what?
No pool.
What?
I think they just don't want you in it.
Damn it. See, that's crap.
I don't know that for sure. But, you know, who would want you in their pool?
Oh, I think a lot of people would.
You know he pees in the pool.
I know. I've seen that green streak.
Anyway, if you want to know, I have picked Virginia and Villanova in the final game, and I've got Virginia winning all the cookies.
All the cookies.
All the cookies. So, doesn't really matter now. I won't be receiving any money, but there it is.
There it is.
Who was it last year? Wasn't it Villanova?
I think Villanova was in it, actually. And didn't North Carolina, University of North Carolina, win it last year?
I don't remember. I just remember you won the money.
Yeah, whatever it was. I don't know. I don't know for sure. I can't remember. I can't remember that far out.
Fake news.
Fake news. Hey, did you hear about this teacher? Oh, man, this is creepy. Okay.
Creepy.
All right, so you know in school they have science teachers. And
really?
No way.
Sometimes.
They do.
They far out, man.
Well, I like
some
science.
Of them really are science
well,
teachers.
Well, when Mom and I went to school, you had to like dissect a frog and stuff like that. I think when our parents went to school, they had to dissect a pig.
I didn't
that
get
kind
to
of
dissect
thing.
Anything.
Well, no. I didn't actually do I any did. Dissecting by the time, because I had science or that class like the last period of the day. Mm-hmm. So they had already done the whole autopsy. on the frog.
They just
you
left
were
all
the cleanup crew.
It
table.
Was all pinned to the board. All I had to do was locate
identify
the different organs and write them down. Right.
Yeah, so we didn't do
that's all I
like
had to
that.
Do.
Mr. Right. Chapman was a humorless dick.
So there was this. There's this a science teacher in Idaho.
Idaho,
right? And this is really horrific. I think. So he has this really big snapping turtle. Aww. And he was showing the kids basically sort of like the circle of life. Mm-hmm. So what do you suppose he fed it?
I know what he fed it. How old were these kids?
These
the
are,
children.
These
he
are,
fed it.
These
are,
dear God.
Oh, my God.
High school, no. He didn't feed the children. No. These are high school kids.
Oh.
High school kids. He fed them a puppy.
What?
A puppy?
A live puppy. A live puppy.
Where was this?
In Idaho.
Idaho.
I'm coming to get you, motherfucker. I'm coming to get
I mean, this
mine.
Is. I That's mean, how bad is it? Cool. Now they say that the puppy was sickly or deformed in some way, but still,
that's
that,
not
to
right.
me. That is inhumane.
Yes.
What scares me the most is they interviewed students and students' parents about this whole thing. None of them seemed that put off by it. A lot of
what?
Them were like, "Well, the puppy had problems." Circle of life, da 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 da, and that kind of thing. I'm like, are you kidding?
But you watched
a puppy,
that happen.
And they said that the puppy was screaming, and I mean, a turtle
awful.
Eating
no, I hate
a puppy.
That.
No, I would
I
freak
I couldn't,
out.
I couldn't stay in the class. I wouldn't be able to watch.
No, no, no.
I'd freak out and start killing everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing everyone
That's
was okay
terrible.
With this. Nobody is okay with puppies being eaten alive.
Yeah.
No.
Killing the turtle, the
and
teacher.
It supposedly was a cute puppy and
ugh. And it was like kind of fucked up, so it was like extra cute and
yeah, right.
Oh my God.
It was special.
No, terrible.
Well, it was Idaho. Those people are like dead inside anyway.
Oh, would you stop? You don't know anything about people from Idaho.
Well, what well, do they have going on?
It's
potatoes.
Gotta,
it's,
nothing.
It's, a lot of potatoes. Tyler.
I was gonna say they've. It's got to be a school that is in more of a farming community where you know they're used,
used to that kind of thing.
Slaughtering their own. Pig for bacon.
I remember talking to my buddy Gary Tank, a Marine Corps buddy of mine, and he grew up on a farm in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And the stories that he used to tell me, it's like you would have like dogs, like family dogs. You know, you might have five or six on a farm, right? But if those dogs start chasing deer, you have to kill them.
Ugh.
You have to kill your own dog because they're chasing deer.
No.
Always blew my mind. It'd be like, if you're going to kill one or the other, kill the deer. Don't kill your dog. You know, that always blew me away. And then he would tell me stories about, because it was a milk farm. So it's like the amount of times that he had to stick his arm all the way up to his shoulder inside a cow to right a calf to, you know, make it so that it was born correctly. Mm-hmm. You know, you reach in and grab the ankles of a... Are you kidding me? I mean, could you do that?
No.
No.
Farm people are weird, man.
They're just different. They raise their own chickens, so they have fresh chicken.
Yeah.
Not just fresh eggs.
Yeah.
If we had a chicken, we'd be eating some eggs.
Yeah.
But we would probably never eat chicken again. If we owned a pig.
I don't know if I'm that squeamish about it.
Oh, I am. Oof.
I don't know that I could eat my own chicken.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But I wouldn't stop eating chicken.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a zombie apocalypse,
yeah,
somebody's going to have to do something about the food.
I mean, I'd never eat Tilly.
Because I'm not going to be able to do it.
I don't care how hungry I was. I'd never eat Tilly.
Well, she's kind of gross anyway.
Yeah, but she's beefy, though. I mean, she's probably got some good steaks on her. Mm. Her shoulders.
So. She'd be so gamey.
You're gamey.
You're gamey.
She's got too much muscle. She'd be chewy.
Chewy. We could make her into jerky. Gross.
Ty's jerky.
Ugh. I don't know. I can't think about where my food comes from. I'm such a girl.
Ty, what'd you say about my dog?
She's gross.
You dick!
Oh, boy. Hey, Hannah Claire.
Hey.
If you had to kill an iguana, how would you do it?
Oh, my God. I'd run away. No.
What's the deal with these iguanas?
Hope to God I'm in my car so I can just run it over. Jeez.
The happy hour is now the killing hour.
Yeah, right?
What happened?
Remember we talked a month or so ago about it got real cold down in South Florida?
Yeah.
And the iguanas were falling out of trees and stuff like that. Well, it turns out that the iguanas are almost more invasive than the pythons in the Everglades.
Oh.
There are more iguanas in trees and stuff like that in people's bushes in South Florida.
Yeah, but they're cool, though.
No, they're not cool because they're destroying people's yards. And the last thing I would want is to walk out in my backyard and see four or five iguanas.
Fine. They're okay.
No, they're not. What
if they were mowing the grass?
If they were mowing the grass,
how about that?
Not doing anything? Yeah.
If they're munching on the grass.
Remember the last time we went down to Key West?
Yes.
There was that one by the pool,
mm-hmm.
And I was completely blown away. Look, I after living here in Florida for 20 years, probably about 5 years ago, got completely comfortable with the little geckos that run around.
Oh, for Pete's
sake. The point where I can pick one up, or if one gets on me, I'm cool with it.
I'm still not okay with them.
You know, they're way too squirmy.
But iguanas, that's a whole different thing.
No, those are cool because they're too fat to be squirmy.
Well, yeah, but did I tell you I got whipped by one once?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's not cool, man. It hurt.
Well, what were you doing to it?
I didn't do anything to it. It got close to me.
Well.
Uh-huh. I was already there. It got close to me.
You need to move out of the way, mister.
I guess now I got to tell the story. So I was under this person's sink fixing their garbage disposal. And it was a small kitchen. I'm laid on my back. I've got my head and shoulders in the cabinet up under all the pipes and stuff like that. And I noticed, you know, before I started that there was a dog bowl in the kitchen. And I thought, okay, cool. They got a dog. No problem. So anyway, all of a sudden.
It's 2018, man. You can't assume things.
Yeah, well, I start hearing something eating out of the bowl. I'm like, oh, the puppy's in here. So I come out from under the cabinet thinking I'm going to pet the dog. It was an iguana. This thing was like 3.5 feet long. It was a monster.
It was a monster.
And I guess they're like other animals that can sense your fear because it started
hissing. So it was latched.
Well, it started hissing at me and then whipping its tail at me, actually whipped me on the leg twice.
It thought you were trying to take its food.
Well,
it saw you
as competition. It doesn't know who you are.
I was there first. What bothers me is
it's his house.
I was taking up the entire floor of this small kitchen. How did it get in there? I didn't feel it climb over me.
Walked right over you.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, iguanas are okay.
No, they're not. Researchers are on a critical mission in the heart of Broward County, bashing in the brains of iguanas in an attempt to eliminate the reptiles that have overtaken South Florida. Bashing in the brains.
That seems a little excessive.
It does seem excessive.
How would you do it?
I mean, they kind of just do iguana stuff.
Yeah, but they're destroying people's yards and stuff like that.
Get over it.
They're doing a lot more damage than you think, Ty.
They're digging holes in
the ground. And it's destroying the Middle East. No,
see, I think you have it in your mind that there are as many iguanas down there as you see, like, geckos during the day. I mean, how many geckos do you suppose you see during the day?
Tons.
No.
Like 30? Yeah.
Oh, come on, not that many.
They're everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Let's triple that. Let's say you see 60 iguanas. Instead
they're
of 30
cool,
geckos.
Man.
Good math.
Right? That's triple.
That's double.
Oh, no, triple would be 90.
Right.
That's even worse.
So which is it?
90.
30, 60, or 90?
Doesn't 90. Matter. Apparently it's all too many.
Mm-hmm. A 15-member team from the University of Florida is using a tool called a captive bolt gun. Captive bolt gun that sends a bolt into the brain similar to what is used in
isn't
livestock
like
industry.
I mean,
oh, and then this says they're all
and then the laughing begins.
They're also smashing the creature's heads against solid objects, including a truck and a boat. So it's like they're
hilarious.
Grabbing them by the tail and swinging them around.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
Look, I don't have any bad feeling about this. Let's get rid of them.
They're just, what, they're digging holes in people's yards?
Yeah, well, they're scaring kids and adults.
No.
Former Marines.
It sounds like a rich white people problem.
Yeah, right.
I'm not a rich white people, but I don't like iguanas. Let's get rid of them.
Well, then move up north. Go somewhere where they don't live. They were here first.
This
we're
article says destroying their brains quickly is the most humane way to kill them. Decapitating the animals without anesthesia would kill them, but not be considered humane.
I mean, or you could just leave them alone.
That would be humane.
Well, this one guy.
That'd be pretty cool.
This one guy that lives down there says that he has killed more than 100.
Oh, my God.
In his yard. And he shoots them with a BB gun. He feels like that's the most humane way to get rid of them.
What's he growing in his yard that they are eating?
So far, this 15-person team of researchers has captured and killed 249 iguanas.
Just kind of seems like an excuse for some rednecks to kill stuff.
Yeah.
These are college kids, Ty.
Yeah.
Not rednecks.
Yeah. What you could
like,
do is
like those
them,
racist
sterilize
guys.
Them and then
put them back.
Yeah, redistribute them over a broader area. Yeah.
That's what they do with stray cats.
Yeah.
They redistribute them? They just take them to another neighborhood?
No, they'll come. City of Clearwater will come pick up a stray cat. Mm. If
spay
it's,
or neuter it. So
spay
it's
or neuter
breeding.
It.
You don't kill it.
And they bring it back and drop it back off where they got it. They put it back where they found it after they sterilize it.
So does anybody, is anybody on my side? Let's get rid of the iguanas.
No.
Hannah?
They're not dangerous in
any way.
They're
pretty cool looking.
You're alone in this one.
Wow.
I mean, it's not like they're hunting people down.
Well, I mean, you need to control the population, but you don't need to extinguish everything.
Are you against them getting rid of the pythons?
No.
Well, no, because those are dangerous.
Those are dangerous.
The iguanas just kind of hang out.
All right.
You know, I mean, unless they're endangering our food supply.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The next time we go out back or anywhere like that, and we're sitting down trying to relax, and there's just a bunch of iguanas hanging out, I'm not
cool
into that.
Cool as shit.
That'd be cool.
No, that would be really cool.
No, that's like, no.
Jurassic Park.
We're not doing that.
I mean, we've got all these birds out here.
Birds are different.
Why are they different?
Why are they different? They could peck your eyes out.
Yeah.
They have bird flu.
Anyway, why don't we take a break and then we'll play Stump the Chump.
Okay.
Do we have a Stump the Chump?
We have a Stump the
what
Chump.
What would the theme be?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Which is tomorrow.
is tomorrow.
Wear another green.
Everybody wear green tomorrow. All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We'll be right back. Everybody, that is You Gotta Walk and Don't Look Back. That's Peter Tosh. And did anybody recognize the other voice?
Bob Marley?
No, Mick Jagger. That was Mick Jagger. The reason I played that is because this weekend down at the Vinoy Park, they're having the big reggae rise up. It's a 3-day festival down there starting today, as a matter of fact. If you want to get your reggae on, that is the place to be this weekend. They're going to have just about every reggae artist you can imagine, except for Bob.
Except for Bob.
Bob will not be there.
Bob will not be there.
Sublime going to be there?
No. No.
Oh. I thought they had... No,
these are just all of the tall reggae artists that are going to be there. I don't know. I don't know that to be true, Ty. But, so anyway, this weekend at Vinoy Park, Reggae Rise Up. And this is becoming, they are saying now that this is going to be one of the largest reggae concerts or festivals in the nation.
Wow.
So right here in little old St. Petersburg.
We can have some festivals.
We're getting some stuff done here. So anyway, that's that. Hey, and one of the reasons I played that song, that's Peter Tosh and Mick Jagger, probably late 70s, when I was still watching Saturday Night Live on a regular basis. I was watching it.
When you could stay up that late?
Right, when I could stay up that late. I was watching, and the musical guest was Peter Tosh. And he starts singing this song, right? And all of a sudden, a barefoot Mick Jagger comes out on stage and sings it with him, right? And phenomenal. Just phenomenal. Anyway. Just
blew your mind.
Blew my mind.
Mm-hmm. Blew your natural mind.
Blew my natural mind. Mm-hmm. We got to play that again.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do we do with that?
I don't know. It's in your button somewhere.
Do I have it
Paul
on here?
Paul Sargent.
Already? Paul Sargent. Man.
Par Sargent.
Anyway, all right, everybody, before the break, I said that, let me add this in before, since we just mentioned Mick Jagger, Keith Richards.
Speaking of iguanas.
Now I'm speaking of iguanas. Keith Richards, you familiar with this iguana? Well, he's apologized to Mick Jagger after publicly suggesting that his geriatric bandmate should get a vasectomy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Richards made the comments a year after Jagger, 74, welcomed his eighth child, this one with 31-year-old Melanie Hamrick. Mm. Richards went on to say, "Mick's a randy old bastard. It's time for the snip. You can't be a father at that age, those poor kids." Well, apparently old Keith Richards, the old iguana, felt very bad about that and later said that he deeply regretted those comments. They're still friends.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Right.
He's not wrong. He's absolutely right.
Kind of.
Bunch of creepy old zombies.
Yeah, right.
You got to give it to Keith, to Mick Jagger, though.
Yeah.
That's got something going on.
Well, I wonder how much his DNA has changed.
Yeah.
Might be a little frayed, you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
Drugs are bad.
Is there a correlation? Is like big mouth? Does that somehow correlate to being like virile into your 70s?
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Apparently. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I guess. All right, everybody. Before the break, I said we were going to play a little Stump the Chump, and this is going to be a St. Patrick's Day version or themed version of Stump the Chump.
Yes.
Stephanie, are you ready to stump us?
No.
Stump us, chump.
No. This one's actually very easy.
All right. Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Be ready to ring.
Yeah.
What kind of creature does legend say, Hannah?
Leprechaun.
No.
What?
Snakes.
Snakes. I'll give it to Mark. All right, the next one. What kind of plant is associated with St. Patrick, Ty?
A clover.
Yeah.
Also known as?
Shamrock.
Shamrock.
You know they're two different things?
Yeah.
I didn't know that until recently.
They are.
Somebody showed me the difference.
Oh.
Somebody had both.
Crazy.
Shamrocks are different.
Who just carries those around?
No, they had them planted in their little, garden.
Now that
just
is a master
for this issue.
Shamrocks and four-leaf clovers are different.
Just in case it comes up.
Just in case. In your conversation tomorrow.
Right.
Look at the big brain on you. Where is the largest St. Patrick's Day parade, Mark?
New York City.
Yes.
Ireland.
So Mark
I was
has
say Boston.
Mark has two.
You would think.
Ty has
River
one.
Green and all that.
Yeah, don't they throw the?
They do that in
thingy?
Chicago too. They do it here.
Man, anyway, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
What color was originally associated with St. Patrick? Hannah,
blue.
Yes.
Wow, how'd you know that?
Because I'm smart.
Because she's smart. All right. The problem is, I'm going to run out of questions. Which of these cities is known for dyeing its river green?
Chicago.
Yes. So Mark has three. Ty has one.
But they do that here, too.
Yes, they do. They do. But you didn't let me give my three choices. Oh. And
you, so you suck.
Yeah. Which of these things is associated with St. Patrick? A sword, a rock, or a bell? Hannah?
A bell?
Yes.
What?
A I really bell. Had no idea. I was hoping it'd be a pot of gold.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no. A bell.
Hey, I've got something interesting about a pot of gold.
They're if fake.
You, no, no, no. Hold on. Where, I wrote this down today. Hold on. Let me find it.
It would if, be if you heavy had a pot of gold, hail.
If you had a pot of gold with 1,000 1-ounce gold coins, what would it be worth?
A lot.
It depends on the gold rate.
Well, let's say today.
$3 million.
No, not that much. $1.3 million. 1,000 1-ounce gold coins, $1.3 million.
Okay.
So dollar
so
ounce,
you've got roughly? That hidden where?
Dollar 10 an ounce.
I don't have that hidden anywhere. I wish I did.
110 an ounce, I think. I don't know. It's too late to do math.
Yeah.
Have Mark do the math.
Oh, not me.
All right, the next question.
I'm not in the Brainiac Club.
Mark has 3. Hannah has 2. Ty has 1. Where was St. Patrick born? Mark.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
No. Ty?
England.
Yes.
What?
He was born in England. So now Ty has 2. Hannah has 2. Mark has 3.
What?
Which of the following foods might be served at a feast? Hannah.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Yes.
Beer.
Beer.
So Hannah has
Lucky
3.
Charms.
Mark yeah, has right. 3. Ty has
Shamrocks.
2.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Let's see. We're not going to know any of the rest of these.
Why?
We'll give it a shot.
Pints of Guinness make you strong.
Okay, we'll try this one. What does legend say St. Patrick used to help explain the Holy Trinity?
Oh.
Oh.
Shit. Oh.
A shillelagh.
Ty?
Was it the clover?
It was the clover.
What?
It's got 3 leaves, bro.
It's got 3 leaves.
Context clues.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. All right, so now we're tied 3 all. And these are really hard. So
good.
What kind of staff did St. Patrick carry? Ty.
It wasn't a shillelagh. It was that other one that I can't think of now. Oh, it's on the ambulance.
It's
that
on
one.
What?
No, no. Yeah, no, it's what was it made of?
Wood.
Wool.
It was made of wool.
Ash.
That's wood.
That's
wood.
All right, next question.
All right, this one's kind of easy, so we'll go with this one. What other religious holiday often falls close to St. Patrick's Day? Hannah.
Easter.
Yes. Oh. And so Hannah
I thought
won.
It was going to be President's Day because I think this year everybody said, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, right!
What happened?
President's Day has turned into a religious day. All right, we have 10 minutes.
Really?
10 Wrap minutes till we need to get to the last song.
All right, so...
Congratulations, you know, Hannah.
Woo, $20, right?
Donald Trump's all about let's get rid of all of the... illegal aliens and stuff like that.
And now space aliens,
and
too.
And now space aliens, right. Well, it turns out that Melania Knaus, K-N-A-U-S-S, was granted a green card while dating future husband Donald Trump in 2001 under the Elite EB-1 program.
Yes.
Okay. Does
Bullshit.
Anybody know what that means?
That's for
I
Einstein.
Do.
The EB, yeah, the EB-1 program, or the so-called Einstein visa, is designed for scientists, authors, multinational business executives, Olympic athletes, and other professionals who can demonstrate sustained national and international acclaim.
Well.
Mm-hmm. In 2001, Melania was an obscure model and one of the 1% of immigrants who received green cards that year through the EB-1 program.
helps to have money, I guess.
Well, what do you suppose her superpower is that we don't know about?
I have
You're not going to tell me that they just gave her one.
I'm thinking they just gave her one.
I'm thinking you can pay for one of those.
You don't suppose she's got some sort of superpower that we don't know anything about?
It may have cost her.
Is she not an acclaimed author? Is she not an Olympic athlete?
No, she may have had a pot of gold.
Is she sustaining a national and international acclaim?
Oh, she is now.
Mm-hmm. Well, then there you go.
Yeah.
Then she deserves.
Because every time he tries to hold her hand, she smacks it away. Yeah. It's fabulous.
Good girl.
God, she hates him.
Now she's really going to hate him because this Stormy Daniels is getting ready to unload on the whole thing. And as a matter of fact, whole thing, it now turns out that,
look.
On, what is it, March 25th, that's next Sunday.
Yes.
We've got to watch 60 Minutes. This will probably be the highest rated 60 Minutes in their 50-year history.
It's going to break the internet.
She is gonna unload.
Here's the thing.
Mm.
If I were Melania Trump,
right,
I'd be like, thank God. You know, bring in all the strippers.
Right.
My bedroom's in the West Wing.
The thing is, I don't think that he's going to get any heat from any of this.
No,
I think everybody just knows that he's that kind of guy.
Right. And that's okay, because that's what we wanted in a president.
Yeah. Did you see that his one son, his wife filed for divorce?
Yeah. Donald Jr.
Yeah. Next...
Which one is that, Beavis or Butthead?
I'm not sure.
Christ, they're both weird looking. next Sunday on 60 Minutes, Stormy Daniels is going to lay it on the line.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah. I think it's going to be... Yeah, that's must-watch TV.
Yeah.
Day after Deceptive Intruder.
Yeah, yes. Right.
Gear up.
Gotta do that. What else was I going to talk about? This blew my mind. Look, we all like James Bond movies.
Yes.
Spies and stuff like that. All my life I've considered that kind of stuff fictional. That's stuff that happens in movies. It's real life, man.
Yeah.
This really happens.
James Bond is based on real stuff.
Yeah. Something happened just recently in the UK. A former Russian spy and his daughter were found unconscious on a park bench in southern England after being exposed to a nerve agent.
Yeah.
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 Well, it turns out that this guy was like a double agent. Back in 2006, he was convicted after he basically ratted on a bunch of Russian agents and that kind of thing. He was released in 2010 from prison in a spy swap. But how crazy!
And wasn't he in like some sort of like witness protection program?
Yeah, well, living in
England.
In England, and. But Russia doesn't forget.
No.
Russia never forgets.
They came after. I saw something in the paper the other day that said that the Russian investigators said something to Putin about it, and he just looked at them like angrily and said, yeah, do your investigation.
Yeah,
then
go
we'll
ahead.
Talk. Yeah. Almost like saying, keep doing your investigation. You're next.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't poke this bear, you know?
Yeah.
But how scary is that? And this is what Prime Minister Theresa May is talking about. She's pissed because, look, I don't think she's so mad that they got rid of the spy and his daughter. She's afraid that they're using a nerve agent that could have taken out a lot of innocent people.
Right.
Not only did the father and daughter get screwed up, but a police officer that went to their aid is still in like critical condition.
Right. She didn't like where it happened.
Nerve agents are bad news, man.
Because it's been happening forever.
Right. You know, I mean, that's the status quo.
We have codes for this sort of thing.
Yeah. Right. We have protocol. And
well, I mean, Russia's planning to make some big moves.
You don't do it in the pub,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Anyway. We are here at the end of the show. Let me go ahead and lay down some of these quotes that I get out of the Week magazine. The first one says, "The universe is under no obligation to make sense to me." And that came from astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I like him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do too. The next one says, "If at first you don't succeed, try Botox." And that came from J. Mac. Anyway. Guy named Jay. The next one says, I am not afraid of an army of lions led by sheep. I am afraid of an army of sheep led by a lion.
Oh.
And that came from Alexander the Great. The next one says, in war, there are no unwounded soldiers. Isn't that the truth?
That
came from this guy named Jose.
Jose
Naroski. Mm-hmm. Jose, can you see? See, senor.
Nine.
The beginning of wisdom is found in doubting.
Yes.
Yeah.
That came from theologian Peter Abelard.
Look how much Ty knows about conspiracy theories.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Doubted
and
that we
see,
went.
I got us at least one more listener, the guy at the FBI that's
and
now
the
tracking
last
us.
One says, yes. The last one says, the greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance, it is the illusion of knowledge. Stephen Hawking.
Oh, really?
It's a pretty good impression.
It is. It's a very good impression.
Should we wrap this up? Where are we?
Please.
Oh, boy.
We still have 2 minutes till we need to go to the song.
2 minutes.
All right. What,
but one of the things that we need to mention is the baseball coverage on RadioSt.Pete.com this weekend.
If you don't watch any of the games or listen to any of the play-by-play, you've got to listen for the Comfort Inn ad.
Yes.
I recorded.
Comfort Inn, St. Petersburg North.
That Joe
specific.
Bordeaux, I'm going to have to talk with him. He sent me that copy and said it's got to be 30 seconds. I was killing myself.
You were.
I am
hysterical.
Not a speed reader.
It was hysterical.
I thought you had an Xbox. In
I would like to send him the outtakes.
Oh, it was so funny.
I would be on a roll and get down to like the last word and blow it.
Mm-hmm.
Below it.
And we would all know.
The last sentence and blow it.
The whole neighborhood.
And by the end, you
knew.
Sounded so bitchy.
What was the fastest I got it? Like 40 seconds.
Yeah.
I could not shave that 10 seconds off to save my life.
Right. Well, and then Joe came back and said,
Oh, my fault.
Oh, sorry. I should have used the word counter.
Or
probably
something.
Couldn't
yeah.
do all those words
yeah.
in 30.
I mean, come on, man. I thought I was letting him down. It's like, what is wrong with me?
So it is a 40-second commercial.
I'm thinking, well, it probably should have been a 2-minute commercial. It's like, I really felt like I was letting him down. It's like, God, can people really do this? Anyway.
The guy from Micro Machines, he could do it.
Well, and see, I'm not very good at the controls. I could have compressed it, and then he could have sounded like a chipmunk.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to remind everybody to wear green tomorrow. It is St. Patty's Day.
And drive careful.
Yep.
If
you're looking for
Don't
a little bit of reggae,
drive.
Get on down to Vinoy Park, downtown St. Petersburg, for Rise Up, Reggae Rise Up.
And if you want to watch some baseball,
if you
want
to watch some baseball, Walter Fuller Park. You're going to see all kinds of baseball.
Baseball.
Listen to it on RadioSt.Pete.com.
RadioSt.Pete.com. What else do we have? Anything?
Nope, that's it.
Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, anything?
No.
Okay. Jack?
Nope.
Nothing. Tug in?
Solar Warden, let me know if you're hiring.
Yes. He'll quit talking about it on air.
I will. Promises. I'll ride my bike there.
Yes, he will. Right. Even if it's all the way
broken,
in Washington, D.C.
Right. Anyway, I don't have anything to add other than Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right. Like I said, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We enjoy speaking to you. We look forward to speaking to you again next week. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend here in town.
80 degrees Sunday.
Woo-hoo. So get on down to Vinoy Park and get your reggae on.
Yes.
I'm gonna send you guys off with a little One Love by Bob Marley.
Nice.
Good night, everybody.
That's it.